The Watery Tale of Wilma the Whale, written by Jessica Bancroft, illustrated by Hannah Hutchings, translated by Josephine Ornago, accompanying audiobook narrated by Roberto Benfenati. Wilma the Whale never quite fitted in at school. She was too big to hula hoop, too tall to play basketball, and could never find a good place to hide in hide-and-seek. And although she had a very big family, she didn't really fit in with them either. Her mum and dad both had rosse tails, but Wilma didn't have a rossa tail like her mamma e her papa. Her grandma and grandpa both had verdi fins, but Wilma didn't have verdi fins like sua nonna e suo nonno. And her cinque brothers and cinque sisters all had blue scales, but Wilma didn't have any scales at all, and i suoi fratelli e le sue sorelle were always teasing her about it. But the thing that really set Wilma apart from the rest of her family was just how big she was. And that was always most obvious at mealtimes. Every morning, Nonna made breakfast. "Time for la colazione," she said. "Who likes le uova?" "Mi piace mangiare le uova a colazione," cried Wilma, rushing into the kitchen. But she was so excited that she overturned the table with one of her massive flippers and sent le uova flying.
"Wilma!"
moaned i suoi fratelli e le sue sorelle.
"Sorry," mumbled Wilma, feeling like the only whale in the room.
Every afternoon, Papa made lunch.
"Time for il pranzo," he said. "Who likes i panini?"
"Mi piace mangiare i panini a pranzo," said Wilma with a grin.
Then she scoffed every last one of them and let out a great big burp.
"Wilma!"
cried i suoi fratelli e le sue sorelle, rolling their eyes.
"Better out than in, I always say," chuckled il nonno. But even that didn't make Wilma feel better.
Every evening, Mamma made dinner.
"Time for la cena," she said. "Who likes gelato?"
"Mi piace mangiare il gelato a cena,"
bellowed Wilma, rushing to the table. She opened her mouth to take an extra big bite of il gelato and swallowed all i suoi fratelli e le sue sorelle.
"Wilma!"
they moaned from inside her mouth, sounding a little muffled. Wilma spat them all back out, covered in gelato.
"You and your big mouth are always ruining colazione, pranzo e cena,"
said one of i suoi fratelli or one of le sue sorelle. It was difficult to tell.
"You should just get lost."
"Maybe they're right," sobbed Wilma. "Maybe I should just get lost. Goodbye, mamma e papà. Ciao, nonno e nonna. Ciao, fratelli e sorelle. You will be a happier family without me."
Then she packed her bag and swam away into the deep blue sea. Wilma swam and swam until she came to a shipwreck where she sat down to cry. She was crying into her fins when a hermit crab sidled up beside her.
"Ciao," said the crab.
"Why are you crying?"
"Because I don't fit in anywhere," wept Wilma, blowing her nose so hard that she sent the crab tumbling claw over shell. "And now I'm all alone."
"Don't you have a family?"
asked the crab.
"Well, yes," Wilma snuffled. "A very big familia, actually. I have una mamma e un papà. Ho una nonna e un nonno, e ho 5 fratelli e 5 sorelle. But I am so different to all of them. They're better off without me.
Oh, I don't know about that, said the hermit crab quietly. I've never had una famiglia. Non ho una mamma. Non ho un papà. Non ho una nonna. Non ho un nonno. Non ho un fratello. Non ho una sorella. I think it's better to be a bit different than to be all alone.
You've got no famiglia, said Wilma. What about friends?
Non ho amici, said the crab. I've always found it hard to come out of my shell.
Wilma looked at the lonely hermit crab and smiled for the first time that day.
Well, I'm going to be your amica, she said. We'll go back to my familia and we can be different together. My name is Wilma, by the way. Come ti chiami?
Mi chiamo Herman, said her new amico.
Wilma and Herman raced past tumbled seaweeds and purring catfish on their way home. They laughed and joked all the way. Ciao, everybody! Wilma cried when they arrived. I'm back! Mamma! Papa! Nonna! Nonno! Called Wilma.
She would even have been pleased to see i suoi fratelli e le sue sorelle.
Where is everybody?
I don't know, replied Herman, lifting up a stool to see if anyone was hiding underneath it.
But Wilma's familia weren't under anything. They were high above her head, caught in an enormous fishing net.
Help us, Wilma! Cried Nonna. You can do it, Wilma!
Cheered Nonno.
Wilma swam up to them and opened her mouth wide enough to fit the net and all la sua famiglia inside. Then she pulled and pulled and pulled. Uno, due, tre, heave! Shouted Herman as he tugged at her tail. Wilma gave one last mighty yank, and the rope holding the net snapped.
Wilma opened her mouth. Her relieved familia swam out. Nonno e nonna with their verdi fins first. Then mamma e papà with their rosse tails. And then uno, due, tre, quattro, cinque, sei, sette. 8, 9, 10 fratelli e sorelle with their blue scales.
Wilma, your big mouth saved us! They all cheered and swam in circles around her.
Wilma scooped up Herman in her flippers and gave him a hug.
You were right, she said. Being different doesn't mean I have to be alone. Ho un nonno e una nonna. Ho una mamma e un papà. Ho 5 fratelli e 5 sorelle. E ho un amico.